with Theater Talk on WBFO. This is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.
This is the place where you say thank you to all the kind people who help support Theater Talk.
Thank you for pledging to WBFO, supporting Theater Talk and public radio in Western New York, yes.
Now we move on to Fred Keller.
And thank you, Fred Keller. He died last week at the age of 92. Fred had been a major figure in theater in this town, in television, in cinema.
He was quite a man, quite
he
a man.
He was. Retired for several years out to California, but still commanded lots of ink upon his death.
Let's move along to imagining Madoff and Enron. I thought we should put those two together. Enron is closing, and you had a chance to see Imagining Madoff.
I had been really curious about Imagining Madoff, the play being done up at the Jewish Repertory Theater in their new space in Amherst, Gettysville, the Deb Margolin play, an all-night conversation between Bernard Madoff, master of that huge Ponzi scheme, with a sainted Holocaust survivor. And it's the conversation they have about ethics, about money.
And about greed.
Well, the show has the underpinning of greed. This conversation is intercut with testimony by Madoff's secretary, played by Ellen Horst, very movingly and compellingly by Ellen Horst. Bernard Madoff, played by Robert Rutland, with Saul Elkin as the Holocaust survivor.
And explain why we're tagging Enron together along with this.
Well, another play about greed. This is being done.
It could only be taken here in the United States, where there seems to be a lot of greed going on lately, doesn't
well,
it?
Well, Enron had been a huge success in the West, and it only lasted 3 weeks on Broadway. So it's intriguing to see this Buffalo State College production, Buff State students taking on Enron, doing a credible job, an intriguing play.
Let's move along to Lady Killers, which should be taken with a grain of salt or a pillar of salt.
Well, Lady Killers is down brazen-faced varlets at Rust Belt Books. They have written this piece themselves about women who kill, women who have committed murder. It goes for everything from the Manson Gang to Lizzie Borden, and sometimes with humor, sometimes with horror, but they're doing a nice job. I like that company. They always have something interesting. Something,
humor and horror, my favorite subjects.
To a great combination, and they do it very spiritedly, and that'll be continuing through the 22nd, so you can have another 2 days to see Lady Killers.
If you love classic theater, i.e. Hedda Gabler, well, this is your opportunity. UB.
The Ibsen play here at UB, and that is being done by the Department of Theater and Dance. And for those who don't remember, Hedda Gabler is the one about the privileged woman who makes an unfortunate marriage, finds herself bored, and dearly wants out of it. And as we all know, a pistol that appears in Act 1 will be fired in Act 2.
Dance. I could have danced all night. This is a clue and a cue.
Well, My Fair Lady, you're mentioning it's a community theater production. Aurora Players down in East Aurora playing at the Pavilion there. It's one of the last great community theaters, an unbridled, full-throttle community theater production of a musical theater classic.
They are going to love you.
Well, I think that they're a much-loved theater, and I think that there is an important place in our region for community theater like that. I think some people think that to call something community theater is disparaging. I think that in some places that's the heart and soul of the theater. It's a wonderful thing to participate in. I think good for everyone. Good for the people who participate, good for the people who go, good for the towns in which it exists.
And good for you.
Oh, all right.
Turn of the Screw, the Henry James adaptation.
They've done that at the Irish Classical before. That's that little Henry James story turned into a horror play, and that's down on the Andrews Stage, the Irish Classical Theater. And also open this week, rather interesting, speaking of Irish artists, the lovely Josephine Hogan playing the as lovely Vivian Lee over at the New Phoenix Theater.
Now, that ought to be something.
I'm looking forward to that. The photographs are marvelous. It's called Vivian, The Triumphs and Madness of Vivian Lee, one woman played by Rick Foster.
Oh, by the way, we still have another week to go on The Lion King.
Lion King through the 30th, down at Shays, which is a gorgeous place to see a fantastic spectacle, The Lion King.
And taking us out and up, it's Ruined.
Ruined at the Ujima Theater Company. They're performing at Theater Loft about women in the Civil War in Congo.
Great play, great play. With Theater Talk on WBFO, this is Jim Santella.
And I'm Anthony Chase.